Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is hit by the pitch. Boudreau moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. There goes Boudreau. The throw from Batts and Boudreau is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce takes first base on ball four. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodman scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesce moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pesce scores. Dropo moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Dropo scores. Doerr goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is walked intentionally. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Batts moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bats for a passed ball. Doby moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zerilla. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Zerilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zaldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boudreau moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Easter moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Zerilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zaldak takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Kennedy scores. Hegan moves to third. One out. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Pesky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Batts takes first base on ball 4. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Goodman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDermott moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Doby strikes out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott fires to first and picks off Rosen. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray pinch hits for Sam Zoldak. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goodman. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marino Pieretti now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Zarrilla. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Batts hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pieretti. McDermott moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Doby hits a line drive off the glove of Stevens, and into shallow left field. Doby reaches second base with a double. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dobie scores. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Joe Dobson now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Batts hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen strikes out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.